you've ever organized an event, you know it can take a lot of planning. What does it take to get ready for an event the whole world will watch? One country is finding out, and that story is coming up. First, though, severe weather in Europe. You see the purple on this map. That's a major storm. It's not a hurricane, but it did have winds as strong as a hurricane. Moving in a little closer, you can see that this storm hit southern England really hard. It also swept across parts of France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. This video gives you an idea of how strong the winds were. The storm led to at least two deaths. 220,000 homes lost power in England. Officials worried about the possibility of flooding. The recovery process in England is getting started. In the northeastern U.S., the recovery process is still going 1 year after a devastating storm hit that region. Sandy made landfall in southern New Jersey on this day last year. It's responsible for 117 deaths across more than six U.S. states and 69 more deaths in Canada and the Caribbean. Officials estimate that Sandy caused tens of billions of dollars in damage along the U.S. East Coast. When a hurricane hits, one of the biggest threats is the storm surge. Those are the waves that come in from the ocean. When a storm makes landfall at an oblique angle, like you see here, the storm surge is more spread out, so it's a wider area, but less intense. Sandy made landfall at more of a perpendicular angle. In fact, it was closer to perpendicular than any hurricane on record. That kept the storm surge more contained, but it also made it more intense. One wave in New York Harbor was measured at more than 32 feet tall. During its journey through the Atlantic, Sandy was a hurricane. Right before it made landfall, it was reclassified as a post-tropical cyclone. That's why some people refer to it as Superstorm Sandy. Losing hurricane status also meant the loss of hurricane watches and warnings. Since then, the National Weather Service changed its warning guidelines. Now, warnings and watches can be issued or stay in effect after a hurricane becomes a post-tropical storm. In these pictures, you can see the damage from Sandy on the left, and on the right, signs of the rebuilding efforts in the years since the storm hit and the determination that many Sandy victims display.
The power never came back on at Allie Hagen's place.
We had a beautiful front deck.
Her house in Breezy Point withstood the storm, but it burned in the fire that torched her neighborhood after it seemed the worst had passed.
I love you, love you, love you. How are you?
I miss you.
Hagen hopes that in another year she'll be back here. There's a word for people like her.
It's one of those things that if you meet somebody who's resilient, you kind of know it.
For more than 20 years, Dr. Dennis Cherney has been studying the science behind resilience. In his book, co-authored with Dr. Stephen Southwick, they tackle the question, why is it that some people seem to naturally bend without breaking? Cherney says it's partially genetic, but we can all learn to adopt traits that would make us more resilient, like optimism and altruism.
People who are altruistic and give back to others, that helps them in their own recovery.